Tim, tonight it is a meeting. First of all, can you just describe what's going to be on the agenda?
What we're agreeing tonight is how Calderdale will contribute to the sort of national programme to support Syrian refugees coming into this country. So we're looking at a decision, firstly confirming the decision we've already taken to take part in the government's resettlement scheme, and then looking at some of the details around housing and also some support for voluntary organisations who are already under pressure from both refugees and asylum seeker numbers.
So how important is it that Calderdale Council does its fair share?
I think it's the right thing for Calderdale to do. I think it's important that every town and community offers a degree of support. We're facing a huge international crisis, something probably as large as anything since the Vietnamese boat crisis of the 1980s. I think Britain's always a country that's trying to help in these major refugee situations. And if we all do a little bit together, then it can be tackled.
And of course, it looks like, will it be about 50 refugees that are taken in by Calderdale Council?
That's what we're expecting based on the national numbers and a share of that at the moment. So that's the kind of number that we're planning for at present.
And you mentioned how important it is that everyone does a fair share. Do you think it will be a case that all councils will be taking in a number by the end of the campaign?
Well, clearly there'll be some local decision making. I think that many of the councils across Yorkshire, particularly in West Yorkshire and South Yorkshire, are already committed to do so. I suspect the majority of councils will. There'll probably be some who won't, but I'm sure the majority will want to help. And that's the advice that's being shared really across all parties nationally.
And in terms of the funding, I know that there's been a set amount of money that's been put aside. What will that money be spent on?
There's still some discussions going on with the government to make sure the money is sufficient. But it's to help with initial housing costs, but also to the extra costs, particularly perhaps on education and you know, services where there will be special demands for the first few months because of people's background. Clearly, the UK scheme is also taking refugees from the refugee camps, some of whom may be in quite difficult personal circumstances. So there may be a need for some specialist support in terms of counselling and so on.